Fly fishing is the topic of this conversation at the Outpost today. More specifically, fly fishing in tailwaters. Terry Gunn has a new book out on the subject, and he's here to tell us about it today on the Outpost. Welcome, Terry.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, after reading this book, I'm thinking those who love to fly fish have a new roadmap for the angling.
You know, people are telling me this is going to be their new bucket list book. It's not actually 50 tailwaters. We ended up with 56 tailwaters. The title's 50 Best Tailwaters to Fly Fish, but when it was all said and done, we had six that we just had to include in the book.
That's great. Well, let's begin at the beginning. What are tailwaters, and why are they great places to fish?
Tailwaters refer to rivers that are below dams. Any river that is below any kind of a man-made dam structure is called a tailwater. And there's a lot of neat things about tailwaters. Number one, almost all of the tailwaters in the United States are also synonymous with some of the most famous fly fishing rivers in the country. The Missouri River, the Madison River in Montana, the Bighorn, Lee's Ferry, the San Juan in New Mexico, Henry's Fork in Idaho, and there's a plethora of tailwaters down south, too. And one of the neat things about tailwaters is you can usually fish tailwaters year-round because the water that comes out of the dam is a constant cold temperature and perfect for supporting rainbow trout and brown trout. And, you know, you go down south and it's not just limited to trout species. There's also other fish, stripers and smallmouth bass. Anyway, just great places to fly fish year-round.
And it's because of the temperature of the water that make them such great places?
It's a combination of temperature of water and also the water that exits dams is often nutrient-laden, well-oxygenated, because many of these dams are actually hydroelectric dams, too.
Mm-hmm. So are they everywhere? I mean, you mentioned it sounded like they're everywhere. I went through the book and reading it, and I saw the 56 places, and I didn't see any particular area except maybe the northwest that have a high intensity, but are they located everywhere?
They're pretty much everywhere. Our southernmost tailwater in the book is the Guadalupe, which is right outside of Austin, Texas. We have three tailwaters that are in Canada, the Bow, the Grand being two of the well-known ones, and like I said before, a bunch down south. The Tennessee Valley Authority back in the 30s and 40s created a lot of these tailwaters down south. Originally, they were mainly developed for water storage and hydroelectric production.
Mm-hmm. So how did you come up with this idea for a guide? I mean, it is absolutely, it's beautifully shot. It's, you know, it's just packed with information from a reference book. It seems like a great idea that, you know, I'm wondering, you know, why now you have just come up with the idea.
When Stonefly Press first approached Wendy and I about doing this book, the whole idea was that we were going to actually author the chapters on each individual tailwater. Whenever Rob Klaus, the publisher of Stonefly Press, and I were discussing the idea, I said, Rob, this sounds like a wonderful idea, but, you know, it would be the ultimate road trip to go out and hit 50 different tailwaters. And even if I were to do so and spend a week at each one, I would only be getting a snapshot of what each one of these tailwaters has to offer. And to be honest with you, I've been a full-time fly fishing guide for the last 33 years, and I have a hard enough time being an expert on my own tailwater, much less 50 other tailwaters. So what we came up with is I knew a lot of the people that were guides and outfitters, currently the local experts on these tailwaters. Plus, I did a bunch of research and found out who the local experts were on each of these tailwaters. And basically, Wendy and I contacted these experts and asked them if they would contribute a chapter about their tailwater. So the neat thing here is you're not getting my opinion, my ideas about a tailwater, but you're getting the expert, the person that has worn out three or four pairs of waders in this specific Pacific Tailwater, and he's actually writing the chapter. He's the one that was contributing all these beautiful photographs. Anyway, I think it's kind of a once in a lifetime project. I'm glad somebody else hadn't thought of this idea, and I'm tickled to death that we came up with it.
Yeah, it's a beauty. It's a congratulations to you and the publisher and everybody else, because it is. Now, did you have an overview of when all of that copy came in, and all your colleagues out there that were writing the individual chapters? Did you do any tweaking of it, or was it pretty much as they wrote it?
Oh, we definitely did a little bit of tweaking. a lot of these people are fly fishing guides, and they don't consider themselves great writers. But we helped them along and kind of held their hand through the process. I counted the emails when it was all said and done, and I think it was almost 9,000 emails back and forth. 20 years ago, we would have never been able to do a book like this, because it would have involved letters and phone calls. Not that it didn't involve a lot of letters and phone calls, but mainly we were able to do it all with email, and worked with a great cartographer, because each one of these tailwaters has a great map in the book also.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And great tips on where to put in and where to stay. I mean, just it is a 50 best tailwaters to fly fish, which is, as Terry said, it's actually 56 great places to fly fish. Subject of this edition of the Outpost, you mentioned that you've been fly fishing 30 plus years. Where are you located? Where do you guide on a regular basis?
I guide at a place in Arizona called Lee's Ferry. We're on the Colorado River, right at the entrance to the Grand Canyon. We have a 16-mile stretch of tailwater below Glen Canyon Dam and Lake Powell that holds rainbow trout. It's considered to be one of the most spectacular backdrops of any place in the world to fly fish for trout. We're in a big canyon. It has 1,500-foot sandstone cliffs, and we have about 20,000 trout per mile.
Wow.
And we go pretty much year-round. We're real busy in the spring, summer, and fall, and we still fly fish in the winter as well.
Wow. It sounds gorgeous. Sounds like fun, too. Now, just for fun, how would someone contact you to check out where you fish?
A real easy way is to look us up on the web. We're leesferry.com. And we also have a full service lodge there. We're Cliff Dwellers Lodge, and that's cliffdwellerslodge.com. But a real easy way to look us up is leesferry.com.
Great. Now, what were your criteria for choosing the 50 best tailwaters to fly fish?
You know, some of them were absolute no brainers. I mean, a lot of the famous names, the place that either is on everybody's list, every fly fisherman's list, or he wants to go to, several of the rivers are household names. Some of them aren't. And what I did basically is there's one group of people that have their boots in every fly shop in the country. I went to a group of the fly fishing reps and asked them what they thought were the greatest tailwaters in their area, and also some of the experts who I did not know were referred to me by these fly fishing reps. And some of the neat things that came out of that is some of the rivers that I was not really familiar with that all of a sudden are on my list to go fishing. One that comes to mind right off is the Owyhee, which is in Oregon, right outside of Boise, Idaho. Great brown trout fishery. And you're going to find several tailwaters, another one back east of Farmington that is a big up-and-coming river, and this is apparently fishing great.
Mm-hmm. And each as we've said, each chapter, each tailwater is written and photographed by the contributors. Is that unusual that many? I mean, you have great photographs in here. Is it fairly standard that some guy or gal who knows how to fly fish is also a good photographer? I mean, you got pretty lucky on that, I think, too.
We did, and I think that a lot of the these people are fly fishing guides, and you know they're out there every day, and their clients ask them to take photographs. I think you'll find most fly fishing guides these days are pretty darn good photographers. And you know, that brings up another point. You asked me about their writing skills too. In today's world, a fly fishing guide has to be more than just a guide with a business card. You know, a lot of these guides have their own blogs, their own websites, and so you know they're becoming much more rounded, not only in fly fishing but photography and writing as well.
Mm-hmm. So, what are the best couple of tips that you could give to a fly fisherman to use to take advantage of tailwaters?
My best tip is to contact the local expert, the fly shop. One of the neat things that is still happening on almost all of these tailwaters is they have a fly shop. Where fly shops are disappearing across the country in the larger metropolitan areas, they're still strong on these local tailwaters because they're able to make a living selling flies, giving expert advice, selling gear, and most of them are associated with guide services also. Contact these local experts, and that's one of the neat things about the book. It gives a list of all of the local fly shops, all of the credible fly fishing guides, all the credible outfitters. Also, you know, the best place to stay, the best place to eat. Does your cell phone work there? Just a pile of information. Also, what kind of licenses you're going to need and the local equipment. But take advantage of these local fly shops because that's where you're really going to get the correct information.
Well, Terry, tell us where you can get the book. Where, if someone's hearing this and wants to get it, where are the best places to get 50 Best Tailwaters to Fly Fish?
Stoneflypress.com is a great resource. You can order directly from the publisher. Also, you can get it from Amazon. Amazon.com. As a matter of fact, the book here a couple of weeks ago was the number one best-selling title on Amazon.com. And in fly fishing titles anyway, and a lot of the local fly shops will have the book in stock too. So you know, I'd start with your local fly shop and go to stoneflypress.com.
That's great. Well, it is a beauty. Congratulations to you and Wendy and Rob and everybody at Stonefly. It's one of the best. It's 50 Best Tailwaters to Fly Fish. The author, Terry Gunn, our guest today. Terry, thank you for joining us and making the time.